Call it Flying Dick. Hello, boys and monster.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. As always, this podcast is brought to you completely free. So we ask you to do a couple things. First, like and share the Facebook page. Then go to Twitter and follow us there. Our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Then you go to iTunes, you subscribe to the podcast, you rate the podcast, and you review the podcast. And then after you do that, you tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you very much. And now we start the show.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Hello, everybody.
Okay, so we're just going to jump
in. We are hyped up on Star Wars
right now. Yeah, but before we get into that. Well, yeah, it's really good beef jerky, too. But before we get into all that, let's just continue the conversation we were just having.
About how you're afraid of flying dick-nosed monsters?
Not afraid of them.
I think everybody would be afraid Jedi of flying.
Mind tricks don't work on them.
But if one was flying towards you, you have an irrational fear of flying monkeys as well. So I would think you'd have an irrational
fear. That's a very irrational fear.
Yeah, so go fuck yourself.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of flying monkeys.
Like,
fuck you.
To say
that's
it's
like aerial bombers, bro.
To say
they will bombard you with shit from the sky.
To say you're, I'm sure they would. That's an irrational fear is like to say like it's only irrational because they don't exist.
Exactly.
But if they did exist, that'd be a very irrational fear.
Yes.
Because I'm fucking terrified of gorillas, and those things are real.
Yeah.
Imagine you make little gorillas and put wings on them?
Or big wings now, regular gorillas?
If they were real. Fuck you. You don't talk like that.
Fuck you. You put down the universe. No. They're going to evolve like those fucking sharks in Australia.
No.
Oh, goddamn. Full-size silverback gorilla, giant fucking wings just flying in, grabbing you, ripping your fucking limb from limb. Ugh.
Oh, but he'd do it in the air, though.
I don't want to talk about this
anymore. He would grab you, fly into the air, and be like,
just
fucking rip off limbs.
Nope. Hopefully they're on our side, but I doubt they will be because we're
I've seen Planet of the Apes, so I don't think that's going to be.
Woody Harrelson's in the next one. How fucking dope is that, dude? Is this going to be the one where it's like finally they're the bosses? Like, it's got
to
be, right?
Oh, yeah, because the end of the last one, they were the bosses. They were about to take down a fucking army.
You don't know if we were going to take them down.
For sure.
Yeah, but it was like still left
guns.
To the imagination.
They had guns. They had the thirst for fucking death.
So you figure the new series, Planet of the Apes, the next one is just them fully, like...
Well, next one, I think they said it's Battle of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Right?
So does the spaceship land in this one?
Do we get a Charlton Heston, you mean? Or
no.
A Mark Wahlberg?
I wouldn't say so.
Well, but the ship took off in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little... In the background thing.
Yeah.
So does that land?
And I would say it.
Well,
it
that
has
would have to
happen
be land
after.
And then that would have to be the chimp that gets out. It wouldn't be Charles.
No, I've seen that Charles. But they sent a man mission, right? And the first
at
one.
The end of, I thought the first. I didn't watch the first one, but I thought when I read it, I thought it was it manned? I thought it was.
I'm 99% sure.
Maybe I'll have to watch the first one eventually.
Yeah. So I think. I think Woody Harrelson gets out of that spaceship, and he's wondering what the fuck weird planet they're on. Because the director showed a picture and saying, hey, we're doing fucking monkey stuff. And they're like, or whatever. I don't know exactly what the Instagram post said. But essentially, they said, he's like, hey, monkey stuff. And they showed a picture, and it was on a beach. And it was eerily similar setup to where Charlton Heston walks up and sees the Statue of Liberty. Like, that's what it looked like.
I suppose.
You damn dirty apes.
If it takes place further down the road.
They could jump a big jump because they don't
see
any humans.
A big jump this time.
Yeah.
I mean, a big jump this time.
Yeah. So if they make a big jump and because I'm comparing it more towards the original ones where the humanity's already been enslaved by the apes and they've already got their culture.
That's what I'm wondering if
set.
This one
and he comes
start,
and the humans are essentially cavemen.
Yeah. So if it's like that, I'm
so Woody Harrelson coming
it.
Out of the ship
would be awesome.
That'd be fucking
Woody Harrelson is this generation's Charlton Heston.
Oh, but a way better
is
actor.
Is he going to go ape shit? Not pun intended, obviously. And like gain a bunch of weight and do like crazy movies like the Island of Dr. Moreau and stuff. And like he plays Superman's dad and things like that, or
no,
yeah,
because that's the kind of thing like I want Woody Harrelson to do. Like
Woody Harrelson's kind of like, well, one, he's underrated as an actor. No one ever talks about him as like,
especially with when his he's last in stuff, couple though, of
like,
roles.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like he's in something that's really good. He's talked about, and all of a sudden, like, he just slips out of the ether, and like everyone forgets. Yeah, then he pops up somewhere random, like in Hunger Games.
Yeah, but he's like, always dope in everything. Like,
that also falls to mostly that he's not one of those people that's out in the public eye so much.
Because he likes to smoke weed and chill out and fucking not work as long as he can. Like, yeah. He's a normal person, damn it.
Really?
Yeah. But his stuff, like, the things he chooses to do is always kind of cool. Like, it's always interesting. Like, even dating back to, like, Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, but it's weird to see him pop up in something like Hunger Games.
Yeah, but he's kind of like that drunk, scuzzy.
Well, yeah, but it's weird, school, though. Cause
you
like,
know what I mean? Like, but it's a character that he knocks out of the park, though.
Well, I mean, like, every time. But what I'm saying is, it's like, if you were to say, like, hey, yeah, you think Woody Harrelson's going to be in the new Hunger Games movie? I'm like, no.
Well, yeah, people would be like, Woody who?
Yeah. Like, you remember White Men Can't Jump? Like,
oh, remember Cheers?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Two of us remember that.
You just watched from the
original run. I watched a shit ton of Cheers.
From the original run.
Netflix.
Two of us remember that.
Yeah.
No way.
You yeah. Wanna, yeah, way.
When? What year?
Oh, God.
Cheers start?
It was the 80s, dude.
Yeah, late 80s.
The 70s.
No, late 80s.
Nah,
well, I don't have a point of reference for either decade, so.
No, you don't.
My parents loved that show. I liked it, too.
It's a great
it
show. Really
it was a great show.
It gave us Frasier.
27-minute runtime.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave us Frasier.
And it gave us Frasier.
Which in was turn pretty good. Gave us
Frasier.
Frasier. Yeah.
Didn't it spin off another one?
No.
You're right.
I'm going to say, I don't think so. Frasier have a spinoff? Did called Lilith?
82. Oh, shit.
Old dude.
To 93, so yeah,
11 years.
Yep.
God damn, could you imagine a show being good for that long now? There's no way, right? That many.
No, we'd get ruined by then.
Well, I don't even think it's possible, even if it doesn't get ruined.
Well, what happens now is
the later seasons good? I've watched a lot of the earlier seasons.
No, it's all good the entire time.
Hmm.
It's just got to the point where everyone in it was becoming bigger stars, so they're like, before it gets ruined, we have to recast everything. We're just gonna end it on a high note because we've been running for 11 years. Why not?
Yeah.
And so they fucking did. They're like, high note out. You know, they didn't do what modern shows do now. We're like, oh, so and so is popular, so we're just gonna let them leave the show and we're gonna recast someone that's similar, and the show's gonna suck balls because we don't know how to write for a new character with these all established ones. And
yeah,
we have stupid ideas.
We're just gonna run it into the ground.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do the same thing over and over again. Oh, they won't get married, even though they're in love.
So, Ted Danson, Rhea Perlman, John Ratzenberger, and George Wendt were the only ones to be in all the episodes.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's a big drop to Frasier, to 202, from 271 down to 202. Damn.
Well, it's because Frasier was in the Frasier came out right after.
Frasier popped up in the second season. In a couple episodes,
yeah, and then he became more, but Frasier the show popped into more modern TV, where like they had a set, like this is when shows started, this is when shows ended, and then it's the same time every year. Cheers is one of those shows where like it was on for 5 months of the year, but it was like these 5 months and then those 5 months and then those 5 months. They didn't have that set schedule like they do now.
Hmm.
They especially don't have this shitty schedule that most shows do now.
Did Frasier start before Cheers was over?
No, I think it was the year after. Or did it just pick year.
It right up?
It literally just like jumps to.
Did it pick up in that Seattle. Quick?
It was it was really quick.
God,
doesn't feel like that long ago.
No, it doesn't.
Because really, Frasier ended pretty fucking long time ago.
That's weird. I go to IMDb. I click Kelsey Grammer, and it says known for Cheers, Toy Story 2, Anastasia, and Transformers. Like, that's what it's listed as known for.
Oh, God, I forgot he was one of the voices of Transformers in Transformers. Huh.
Frasier ran for 264 episodes. Started in 93. September 16th, 1993. Ran until May 13th, 2004.
So it picked up right when Cheers left off.
Yeah. God damn, that motherfucker had
20 years of
20 years on two shows? Jesus Christ.
And then he just fucking appeared.
Nah, he was doing weird animated stuff.
Like I said, he disappeared. Like, you don't see him. You don't get known for that. Not until nowadays where voice actors are known as people. Before it was just, oh, funny voices. Some nowadays aren't even fucking known.
But he's appeared on The Simpsons after that.
As Satchel Bob. And as Frasier, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He played Beast.
Yeah, then Beast. Yeah. You did Beast in the X-Men.
It was the best Beast. Yeah.
Out there.
Big screen Beast, for sure. Because the modern one.
I don't know about only. It's been a long time since I watched it. But that was, I think that was the best part of X-Men 3 was him. Because it was like perfect. Because it felt like it was ripped right from the animated series.
Yep.
He felt like his older version of Beast felt like the matured version of Beast you saw from the cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he like, you're like, oh, I could see him being that Beast. Because he was big, which is way, he looked way bigger than Kelsey Grammer actually looks in real life. The only real problem is it's just such a good job that it makes me want to like the third one, even though I know there's nothing about the third one I can like.
No, not at all. He doesn't have that. I mean, yeah, no, nothing could have saved that movie.
I don't go,
it was like him and Wolverine, like,
yeah,
maybe. It's a, like, buddy, a buddy cop style buddy movie with X-Men those two. Movie.
Yeah.
That would have been dope. I'd watch that right now.
X-Men's?
I know I talk a lot of shit about the X-Men franchise, but if they put out a Kelsey Grammer, Hugh Jackman fucking
movie,
I'm like, I'm in. I'm paying for that one. I haven't paid for one in a long time. I'm paying twice for that one. I'll buy two tickets.
They have to drive across the United States for something? Fly? You think fly?
Yeah, it's too quick. X-Men, dude.
Because technically...
Well, they got a series of adventures they have to go on and solve crimes. One's a slob and one's a neat freak.
Wait, and hold on,
can they coexist?
And hold on, they have a Brainiac. It's the
odd couple.
Girl,
I want an odd couple.
God. You just ruined this. You just ruined it.
But to twist it up, Wolverine is the clean cut one. Nah,
cut. Get it?
Now you're foxing it.
Yeah, I know. It's called foxing. I like how foxing it's an actual thing that we all understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's AKA fucking shit up. Fox, get your life together.
The movie gets played out of order. The scenes are all just scrambled.
I'm waiting for that to happen someday. It's gonna happen. But anyway, James Bond. Like we were talking about. James Bond.
Yes.
I don't think we actually talked about.
We didn't actually mention it at all.
Spectre's out.
Will be out.
At the time you hear this.
Well, technically out tonight, right?
No, Thursday. Tonight's Wednesday.
Well, it's got a full day of showings on Thursday.
They start at 7.
They just really fucking pack it.
Which, if you didn't work tomorrow at night, I say we should go see.
Which I do work tomorrow night, though. Why am I the bitch for working?
Tomorrow night. Not just working in general, just tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean, we can't go see Spectre together. No,
well, yeah, we can't. Yeah. You two can.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I could no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't work. Tomorrow nights. I don't work tomorrow at all. But
oh, you don't work? Oh, that's right. You got your schedule changed.
Yeah, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Nice.
Stupid. Actually, I kind of like having Thursday because nothing happens on Thursdays except for like Thursday night movie night. So like Tuesday is like a lot of times new release movies or video games. So I'm like playing stuff. But Thursday I'm just like, nah, I'm chilling.
Chilling.
I'm just going to relax. Play a game that came out Tuesday. But not have to go anywhere. So with Tuesday, you have to go get the game somewhere.
So it's just extra playing time on that day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basically. It knocks out that hour he has to drive to go get something.
All those people I have to talk to.
Round trip. Hour round trip.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, Spectre.
Spectre. And we're not going to talk much about the movie, though it does look super dope. And Batista looks pretty gnarly.
And he has a fucking disgusting gun.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Anyway. Stop it, you two. But we were talking about, because there's been a lot of, like, this is going to be his last one. Who's going to be James Bond? And how long before you reboot it? We all kind of came to the consensus it's probably going to be 4 years to release of the new one. It's going to be a reboot. So how do they do it? Do they go older again? Or do they go way fucking young this time? Because you can't do same age, right? Like, it's too similar.
The problem is,
I think they would do same age.
Because they technically rebooted with Daniel Craig. So if you did a younger one, it would throw that balance off.
It'd be a reboot again.
Because the thing that breached, or that put the Pierce Brosnan ones and the Daniel Craig ones kind of together is the fact you had some returning people in it.
Just the old lady, right?
Well, I mean, in Q.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you had like you had that bridge, and you saw James before he was an agent before he was a 00.
Mm-hmm.
So like the other thing about that that also like kills the continuity between those two because, shocker, hey, this is gonna spoil it for you if you haven't seen the last James Bond movie. She dies and there's a new M.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel Craig isn't followed by Pierce Brosnan technically, but he could be followed by Sean Connery. Technically, Sean Connery had an old English guy as M.
And technically, Casino Royale was the first Bond book Ian Fleming's Bond series.
I don't think they're going to worry anything about any of that.
But what I'm saying is,
would have to go kind of origin story, but you can do an origin story differently and go super young.
Well, like if they're new that, though, like maybe you get more than 4 years, though. Gap, then.
Or do you go, like, I think it'd be cool to go way older.
Like
go back to like
Doctor Who-ish, where there's like, hey, this guy is 20-something. This dude's 60!
Yeah, you could take that jump.
Right.
I mean, there's actors out there.
What 60-year-old actor do you want?
Or you could at least jump into a Bond that's like established but has a different, like...
Like Roger Moore way was? Where he went from Timothy Dalton to Roger Moore. It's like, Dalton was young, Moore is definitely not.
Man, he was old as shit.
He acted old as shit, too. Like, his karate moves were like, ugh.
Yeah, but that was like, in a time where it was acceptable for your hero to do karate. Now, not so much.
Yeah.
Do your karate poorly? Because his karate was poor.
So then, at that point, do you accept the Bond name as a moniker rather than a person?
No, a person.
You think it's a person?
The only thing, though, is in this Bond universe, so Daniel Craigverse, there is no other 00s. There's only been 007. We know there's been previous spies in every hold, but there's never been another 007.
Mm-hmm.
But we also never really, like, did they give What's-His-Balls a number?
Oh, from GoldenEye?
No. Well, no, from GoldenEye was 006. Yeah. Sean Bean was 006. No, I'm talking in Skyfall. Did they give
What's his name that turned around? No, I don't think they did. I don't think
because I know he was a previous like version of Bond, but
yeah,
did they give him a number in that? I can't remember.
I can recall.
I still every time I think about that movie, I just see the burning cabin and him taking his face out from his mouth. That still bothers me to this day because it looks so fucking real. I'm like, did they cast him because he can pull his face out of his mouth? Because hey, that seems like trick. An odd thing. Oh, that's gonna work perfect for Skyfall, like. But I could look it up. I wish the internet was right in front of me.
No, don't do that. It's a podcast. I don't look nothing.
Except for we just look stuff up.
No, that's different.
Oh, it was different. That was Cheers. Say this. They're going to reboot it.
Right. That's going to happen. 100%.
Yep. So it's a reboot to you guys.
It's a reboot. So we're going fresh. Right?
Or do you do like if you don't do a reboot, can you go from Daniel Craig to another one but have it be his James Bond but just older, like way older and like a come out of retirement thing?
I'd be fine with that, yeah.
But who would be way older Daniel Craig? You don't have to really look like him, but you can just accept that these are his stories, these ones you saw. Spectre was the last time you saw him, and then you take a jump 20 years into the future, and
something pulls him back in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
kind of the ideal that's kind of played, like coming out of retirement and stuff. But there's ways. I mean, you can make it work.
I mean, he doesn't even have to come out of retirement. He could really just... You know, he's been doing it, but this is his next big adventure.
It'll be basically a James Bond version of Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, it could be.
And then he gets a girl, Robin.
It's a girl, Robin.
Yeah. Frank Miller can write it. Basically, oh, I already did.
Fucked up James Bond will that be?
Serious. Yeah, hard R, bro.
Fuck yeah, hard R. Like a.
So you can either go that way, or you have to reboot it. But that's the only way you can continue without a reboot.
So let's say we reboot it.
Okay.
Are you going with an original story, or are you redoing something that has been done? Because technically right now, Casino Royale has been done.
I'm going to do a best of.
A best of?
Yeah.
So this is like,
I'm going to start.
Damn, this motherfucker's almost 2.5 hours long.
This podcast?
Spectre.
Feels like it.
Go fuck yourself. Spectre's 148 minutes.
It's a long movie, dude.
That's a lot of good movie.
God damn.
The other ones weren't short.
No. Well, yeah, but I kind of expect this one not to be as long, like that long.
Why? I just got to wrap shit up, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's like, meh.
shoot, everyone with a happy.
Credits roll.
Well,
credits
roll. If anything from the past Bond movies with Daniel Craig, nothing's going to happen. Happy. Yeah, shit's going to be bad all the way through. He's going to find the love of his life. She's going to get murdered in some horrible way. After betraying him.
Yeah.
Sony's going to put a lot of product placements in there because they've been advertising the fucking hell out of it.
Those commercials have been pissing me off. It's not going to stop me from watching those movies.
No.
But it makes me want to not watch those movies a little bit. Like the shitty Heineken commercials where, and it's not even like they're just taking scenes from the movie. Like, he had to actually shoot that fucking dumb scene. Because he interacts with the fucking product placement.
He's saying, what if that scene is
if that takes place in the movie, I don't like the movie. I don't care what else happens. I don't like the movie after that.
That shit's cut right from the film.
Nope.
That's where he meets the broad on a boat with
that's
Heineken
the,
bottles. That
that's the Bond girl?
Yeah.
That's the Bond girl? Yeah.
And the Heineken girl.
Yeah.
Ugh. And Moneypenny is shooting pictures with a digital Sony camera and then steals a... Or gets a handoff of a Sony phone from an Asian guy.
Somebody else has done that, though.
Sony.
No, well, there's no, I mean the best of idea. Like, if you take a lot of little things from past stuff, like some of the cool parts, like you could take a henchman here and the main story here. And there's been something
Austin
rebooted.
Austin Powers?
No.
I thought Austin Powers, too.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Nolan's Batman, actually.
Yeah, I think you're just making shit up now.
I might be thinking of Nolan's Batman's. Because that basically took a shit ton of stuff from the books and just threw it on screen.
It did.
But yeah, I think he can get away with that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, bring Jaws back.
Can he get a laser beam this time?
Yeah.
It's from Awesome Powers.
Laser beams. But no, like, that's...
Because every creature needs a hot meal.
That was good. Is that what you guys would do, or would you go brand new story? Never done.
I would
straight remake. Like,
the only problem
you don't put James Bond in space anymore, right? Like, that's not allowed no more.
Oh, we can do Moonraker still.
I don't think we can.
Moonraker is
no,
dope.
You definitely could in this day and age. Update it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be so much better.
Yeah, but then I don't know if I want to see James Bond in space, though.
He's only in space for the last, like, 20 minutes
of the
movie.
But he's still in space, though.
So what?
They have a killer blimp in one of them, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was...
You got it.
Octopussy?
Nope.
No, it was a... No, I don't know.
I'll give
it.
You a hint. It's a view from a...
Flew to Kill.
Yeah, there you go. Because you can have a view from the... All right, sorry.
I would like to see Dr. No remade. You know.
Some of the older ones, like some of the Sean Connery ones, maybe, because those ones were pretty... Like, if you go... I love those ones still, but if you go back, they are really rough. Man with the Golden Gun?
Oh, yeah. Which, actually, from what I've read, was the only basically only the title and a couple of the characters were pulled from the actual book.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
story was not...
Was not even
book,
close.
Yeah, was
yeah.
not even close to the
he
book.
He was an actual assassin, not a guy who tricks you to coming to his... crazy trick island with his pet midget to fucking murder you in a funhouse.
There was
spoilers,
a,
by the way. If you haven't seen it, go fuck yourself.
There was a scene in one of the Connery films where he has to dress up as an Asian guy, and I don't remember this at all. It's not until I was reading some stuff on James Bond's history, and it looked super
the hair
racist.
Diaper, right? Yeah, the hair diaper in the yeah. It's Oh, Clint's gonna hate me for this too. I'm not remembering which one it was. Oh man. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He's super. Yeah, super ridiculous.
But I just see the picture and I'm like, oh, that's bad.
Yeah, they give him like a fake, like fake hair.
Fake hair. Yeah, it almost looked like he probably might as well have just had like tape to the side of his eyes just to make him a little bit more squinty.
Yep.
It was like, ugh.
Every time you punch someone, Rice just shoots out of everybody. Yeah, it was rough.
Would you remake that movie?
I'd remake a lot of the earlier ones just to update them. Yeah.
How about like faithful adaptations to the original books? I haven't read any of them. They're on my
that would probably be the next logical step, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cuz Casino Royale, the Daniel Craig one, not the the shitty comedy one with what's his balls from Pink Panther.
Yeah.
But that one, that would be interesting because they're not as gadgety as the James Bond movies were.
Yeah.
I think we need more gadgets, though.
No, I think we've hit...
Well, the Daniel Craig ones have gone away from the gadgets. He doesn't have a fucking watch that's a magnet plus or a fucking tether.
Tether, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
those things were cool. Gadgets. But I kind of like the run that they're doing now, where there are gadgets, they're just not...
They're more practical gadgets, like a fucking, things. A syringe and a pen.
We're not 66 Batman where, he suddenly has something in his utility.
He's like, I'm falling.
His utility tucks that can,
all of a sudden a parachute shoots out from behind his cape.
Yeah. It has the fucking British flag on it.
He's like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Pushes a button and out of his belt buckle comes a martini set. Shaken, not stirred.
By the way, have you seen the is it Belvedere, I think, is sponsoring the 007 stuff?
I haven't seen Belvedere
one yet. Oh, God. It's like this lady comes up to the bar, and she orders something, and it's this contraption. I forgot what it's called. It's a bunch of random stuff put together in order to... Rube Goldberg machine. And it just goes through while that the whole machine is just to make a shaken not stirred martini. And then at the end, the lady picks it up and goes, thank you, Mr. Bond. And I'm like...
Was he even in it?
No, he wasn't.
that's better.
But she like looks away. So she's not talking to the bartender, but she like looks away and is like, Bond.
I was like, that's...
She goes, what?
Bond.
Oh, okay. Wait, how did she do it again?
Bonder.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
That's literally exactly what happened, though.
This has to be the movie, because I know the other Bond films have done it as well, but this is the one where the product's tie-ins have been the worst. You have all the Sony crap.
At least the commercials.
That's what I mean. You have the Sony crap, you have the Heineken, you have the Belvedere vodka, there's the Aston Martin. Because
you could do product placement in movies. And have it be forgivable as long as it's done with some sense. Like, the Aston Martin thing makes sense. Like,
yeah.
That's a fucking James Bond car. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay with that. Could you imagine if, like, Toyota just, like, slapped down millions of dollars for him to rock around on a Corolla?
Would it be a Corolla?
Yeah.
A Corolla.
I'm just saying, could you imagine if that was the case? That's rough.
Some other company, yeah.
Or like rough. Even worse, like a
Subaru
Buick LeSabre,
Chrysler 300C.
Oh yuck! This kind of looks like an expensive car.
Give it gas.
But no, product placement can be done. Okay, like the Bond ones had a lot in it. We've talked about it before. Like it's super noticeable now in movies if you're looking for it. But, like, there's some cases where they're just too in your face with it. I think the worst offender in the last 15 years...
Wayne's probably, World.
No.
Transformers.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean...
Product placements to the actual cars they turn into.
Yeah.
Let alone getting attacked by a Mountain
Which
Dew
in the
soda
first
machine.
One... But in the first
Xbox.
One...
Xbox, like...
But I'm not even talking about those ones. I'm talking about Part 4. Is the worst of those... because you have like that Coke can turns into like all these other different things. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
they did it with the Nokia phone in the first one.
Wait. A Coke can, because I haven't seen the fourth one. A Coke can transforms into a transformer.
They take the new metal they make out of the transformers. They adapt it into a metal they can shift into things.
And it turns into a bunch of different things.
And one of the things it turns into is a Coke can that turns into a transformer.
Okay,
but they like everything it turns into is
a real product.
Is a real product placement. And then there's like a scene where a Budweiser truck crashes and Mark Wahlberg takes time out of fighting alien robots to take a Budweiser and crack it open and chug it.
With label out.
And then, like, literally, I think he said, after he was done.
You just made me hate this movie.
Oh, it's so bad. It's fucking awful.
I will defend Transformers 1, 2, and 3, the fourth one. I didn't even buy. Ugh. I saw it once in theaters.
That's bad for you. Here's the thing. The robot shit in it is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But any scene with a human in it.
Awful.
Horrible. Worst ever.
That's why it goes so against the name of Transformers, because it's not Transformers. It's Transformers and their squishy friends. Which
sounds
don't
like
need
a
to be
Saturday morning
it.
Cartoon.
But speaking of what we were talking about earlier, Frasier's in it.
Yeah.
He actually gets an on-screen death.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They shoot his ass up.
His character's not awful in it.
He's a villain, though.
Oh, he's a villain?
Yeah. But who's the other guy? The
T.J. Miller.
Stanley
Tucci.
Tucci. I like him as an actor.
I wanted to punch him in his fucking face after that movie.
So bad in this.
Really?
And like, it leads me to believe not the actor's fault.
It's definitely material.
They had to have been telling him, no, ham it up. Ham it up a little bit more. We need you to be this cheesy salesman guy, basically.
Because he's basically plays the Steve Jobs of this company. Oh. But he's like the I don't even know what to say. Like, he's just like, he's just the fucking worst in it. He's like flamboyant and outlandish, and everything's got to be perfect. He's afraid of germs and
it's just ridiculous. So bad.
Mark Wahlberg was awful in it.
Mark Wahlberg, awful. But here's like, Mark Wahlberg has made a lot of improvements in his acting over the years,
and then completely lost.
And then, but no, I don't think it's any of the actors' fault. I think they all signed on and made a shit ton of money for the franchise, and then someone had to have been thinking this was a good idea. I don't know if it was directors, studio notes, like someone put their dick in this and made it awful. Like, somebody was like, no, we need Mark Wahlberg to be kind of funny and heroic at the same time. And like, no, deliver this line. Like, it easily could have been okay.
Because they needed to replace Shia LaBeouf.
Well, the thing is also, like, the characters themselves change throughout the whole thing. Because he goes from this bumbling, I can't get anything right fucking loser to this galactic fucking hero.
So it's something that should have taken, that transformation should have
been over the three movies.
Over the three movies.
And then his daughter goes from this strong, independent, voiced woman.
He kind of makes the transformation that you're thinking Shia LaBeouf was going to make from one to three, but never actually made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he always stayed kind of that scared fucking...
He's a one-trick pony.
Bumblebee! Yeah. Fucking guy.
I need the one fucking robot that cares anything about me.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get him halfway destroyed.
Yep.
But then, like, his Mark Wahlberg's daughter in it goes from his strong, independent voice of a woman to his fucking damsel in distress that can't fucking
she goes
do
backwards.
Anything. Oh, God, I hate when they do that shit.
And it's all because of a guy who, by the way, should have died in that fucking movie because he's worthless.
There's another reason why I hate this movie.
Oh, dude, it's so bad.
If she Anyways, turns into a girly girl just because of some love interest, fuck that movie.
And then,
the fucking Pratt wannabe.
The only cool part of any human interaction was T.J. Miller being kind of funny.
And then fucking dying.
Dies way early. Like, way early
on
dies.
On screen, by the way.
On screen.
Wow.
Brutally turns in the one of the fucking worst jumps in fucking pseudoscience ever is he gets turned into living or his biomatter gets turned into metal that can be used to make Transformers.
But you take all that away, the scenes between just robots were fucking dope as shit, dude.
The Dinobots were
like,
dope.
Once they finally got the Dinobots, it was gnarly. Because it's like, and they didn't even like cock tease it like you were expecting them to do with like 5 minutes of it. It was like 20 solid minutes of Dinobot action. And like, so if they ever release a non-human cut of that movie, I would totally buy that shit. But the rest of it was just so bad that I haven't watched it since the movie theater.
I've only seen it once.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's with that the best robot stuff in it out of all the movies, and I've only seen it once because of how bad the humans were in it. It's really bad.
And the story in general was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking bad.
Hmm.
And Optimus Prime was even way different too in it. You're like,
just a fucking killing machine.
Yeah. Well, like, not even that, but like his attitude was different and it wasn't really Optimus. It was one of my big problems with like X-Men Days of Future Past, like with Professor X being a cunt for a good chunk of the movie, is like, that's Professor X. Don't make him like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like the same thing with Optimus. It's like, don't make Optimus like that. He's got to be better than that always. Yeah. Like, he's the one everyone else should be looking up to.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about shitty movies. Let's talk about episode one.
So why are we talking? Wait, you said enough about shitty movies.
Oh, yeah. I said that wrong.
That's Star Wars episode
more
one.
Shitty talk. Movie.
As anyway, we previously promised, we are going to watch.
We're in it, guys. Star home Wars stretch.
Movie. 6 weeks from now. Well, six weeks from the day that
Friday.
This comes out.
Yeah.
Will be Star Wars Episode 7.
Yay.
So, what are we going to do just for you? We're going to watch all them motherfuckers.
Every week we'll be watching them. We're going in.
Hard we are and turning strong. Into a Star Wars podcast for the next 2 months.
Month.
2 months.
Month. Month.
2 months.
All right, 2 months. Mike's throwing a couple extra weeks in there.
Okay.
We got 6 movies plus the new one. That's 7 weeks. I'm counting that as a month. We'll take a bye somewhere.
Well,
sucks.
Cody's going to count that as a month of Star Wars.
Yeah, because I'll be watching Star Wars.
That would be
all
the
a month.
That would be the perfect time for you to get that movie pass.
That's what I'm going to do.
And just
gorge,
wear
gorge,
that
gorge.
Wear that card.
Is AMC
going
to offer like a $50 unlimited pass? Because they do that with some movies.
I don't know.
Well,
but
no, but
I'm going to get a movie pass and see it every day I can.
For $30 a month, you can get a movie pass where you can go to a movie every 24 hours.
Right. No,
and
but
AMC,
I was. But what I was saying is AMC will sell these cards, and it's like $50, and you can watch this movie whenever you want.
They did it with the first one. They did it with was
Interstellar.
At the second time, like the after its main run, they came back and said, "Hey, Interstellar was popular. You want to go see as much
and
as
they
you
did
want
something
for $50
with it recently." Too.
Wait, so you go see the one movie
yeah,
as many times?
Yeah, it's
$50,
and you can go see that movie as many times as you want.
That's retarded. That's stupid. Like
it's
love...
gonna save Cody so much money with Star Wars,
but
if
the
they
movie
did it,
pass is cheaper.
The movie
it's 30 bucks.
Pass is cheaper.
Yeah, but
bucks.
It's you have to wait 24 hours for that.
That's all right.
You
I gotta
will
rebuild.
Watch that.
I'm not
you
young
will
anymore.
Watch that if you had the unlimited gotta... pass. You would watch it twice a day for 2 weeks straight.
I would go on vacation.
Yeah,
as long as it's in theaters.
It will
how
save
long
them money.
This pass last? So it's not in theaters. Oh, okay. I quit my job.
I got enough money for popcorn and soda for the next couple months.
Yep.
I'm having a baby. No? All right.
No. Yeah, nobody believes that lie.
Damn it. Stupid babies.
Cody suddenly changed his mind and loves kids.
Boo.
Kids are the fucking worst.
So, but we started this week.
So today we watched Star Wars Episode 1.
Episode 1.
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace. Or as some people call it. The fucking Jar Jar one.
Yep.
Which,
because he was in it.
Jar Jar ones.
Yeah.
Because he was also here. In, yeah.
He was in the first. The,
but he's in
the
a
second
lot less
one and then the
coming
third
up,
one,
right?
Yeah. Oh, he's in 2 and 3 a lot less.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
So, but this, like,
but
this
every
is the
time
Jar Jar
you see
one.
Him, you remind you of how fucking awful he made the
well,
first
part
one.
Three, he's just there, if I remember correctly.
He doesn't talk a lot in the third one.
He's just like, hey.
Well, he's literally
I'm
just
a fucking
senator
now.
That's it.
I'm important. No, you're not.
He's
you could
important.
Die, and no one would care. More people would cheer if he died than if Vader came on the screen. You know that, right?
Speaking
probably.
Of which, I said this, and I mean it. Core me. I want J.J. Abrams to put Jar Jar in the new movie. So bad. Not a lot. Just one fucking scene to piss off all these nerds. Really, really bad. I think it's the greatest trolling move of all time. If... if and doesn't kill them, just lets them in it, says hi or fucking talks to somebody for a second or is even in the background and he fucking fumbles something and falls. Oh, it'd be
fantastic. How about this? There's a scene
or in the new Jar Jar one. In a wheelchair.
So there's a scene
Professor Jar Jar
in where that takes place on Naboo and there's like a statue of him and it says like savior and then it gives like a little epitaph and then like, you know, the year range.
Oh. We'll make him a hero.
Exactly.
Make him this great fucking...
The savior of Naboo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it, JJ.
Lens
At least
flare.
The next one.
And then lens flare.
I think he promised that Jar Jar's not in it, but...
I think he did, yeah.
But, like, fuck that, dude. Come on. Troll these guys.
He's not signed up for 8 or 9, but he could still sign up for a standalone movie.
A Jar Jar standalone?
Basically telling you what happened after episode 3.
I'd rather... As
a Jar Jar spinoff.
Rather than watch an actual Jar Jar spinoff, I'd rather just pay $10 to watch J.J. Abrams just read the script of what would have been the movie. Like, that would be more entertaining than a Jar Jar standalone.
He becomes a radio talk show therapist.
Did you just Frasier it?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of Frasier talk in this episode. Maybe too much.
No.
I think we hit our Frasier limit.
Nope.
No, that's the thing or not.
All right.
We haven't even mentioned tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
That's a good point. We probably should.
What you're going to do with all this?
So what was your favorite part of the movie?
The battle? The fight between
Which one?
Darth Maul and Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn? The ultimate fucking goddamn fight that just needed not to be cut up. That still bothers me to this day. That fucking fight scene is cut up like 3 times.
Yeah.
To intersect with
But still,
Padme
every time it comes
and
back
her
to
soldiers
it,
running.
So dope.
Yeah, but it just needs like, just don't fucking cut that up. Just like start from the hangar all the way fucking through.
You
and
just
then,
want one long
yep,
scene. Not one shot, but one long scene.
Just that whole scene. Just give
me
all
that.
And
they could cut away and do all the other stuff. They
because nothing
all the other
that
stuff.
Happens to Padme
is time sensitive.
Anakin or Jar Jar has anything to do with them and their fight.
No,
and
the fight's
not time
separate.
Sensitive at all.
Yep. And nothing that they
Anakin
do
affects
the other people either.
The Jar Jars and everything else. So, like, those three things that are going on
that could
all
be,
affect each other.
Yeah, that could
and
be
And they can
up.
Intersect those together.
Doesn't. And there's a couple things I have a problem with the fight. One is when Obi-Wan gets the kill shot, like Darth Maul just kind of stands there for a second.
He does like have that like, oh my like, god, you could do that.
He's like, you could do that when he's seen him jump around like crazy all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that a little bit bugged me, but not enough to make me not like that scene. That scene was
that was literally the end too. So it's like it was great. It was one of the
best
fight scenes.
What saved it was the fact that you didn't know, like you knew he got him. And he falls, and then he separates into two. And so you're like, oh, awesome again. So it saved it with the fact that he cut him completely in half. But I was a little annoyed with, like, he watches him jump, grabs the lightsaber, and stands there.
Like, oh, my God.
And then gets cut in half.
And he's more shocked. He's like, oh, shit, I forgot the other lightsaber.
But
you still think, like,
but he's
Darth
so
Maul
badass,
should be
he's
that.
So focused in the whole time that he fucking lets it.
Should have, yeah.
Yeah.
He
should
have
been
least
taken out like that.
Start, you know, bringing up his lightsaber or something. But there's still just that enough time for him.
And also,
him
don't kill him off because he would have been so great in the next two movies.
That's the modern way of making movies, dude. No villains ever make it out.
Well, you're only supposed to have two Sith at any given time, anyway. So, killing off Darth Maul
could've
actually
killed him in the second one. Then
for,
you could have killed him. In
except
the
for they broke that fucking rule in the prequel trilogy. There was at least three of them.
Hmm. Well, there was Darth Maul.
Darth Sidious and Count Dooku.
He was actually considered a Sith?
Yeah. He was working with Palpatine.
He was working with him. Doesn't mean that he was a Sith.
He was fucking, he was pretty much a Sith.
He wasn't part, he didn't have the moniker of Darth.
Yeah. He was a Count, though.
Okay. Mm. So, that's, what's your favorite part? That?
It probably would have to fall down to the,
I mean, it literally
the
is the best
scene.
Part of the entire fucking movie.
Yeah.
The pod racing scene's pretty fun, but there's a lot of annoying stuff going on while in it.
A lot of annoying stuff and a lot of inconsistencies that I just didn't really care for.
Here's the biggest problem with it is if you take Jar Jar out of it, because we'll all agree that that's the worst part of the movie is Jar Jar.
Yeah.
But if that character, like I was talking about, or talking about with Taj, if that character is replaced with a neutral character that nobody loves and nobody hates, just the character that's there to be that guy, it like the biggest problem then would have been the fact like it the movie describes itself a lot of the time. Like it explains what's going on with unnecessary dialogue a lot. Anakin does it, Qui-Gon does it, Obi-Wan does it at certain points too. Not as much as the other two, but they all do it. And it's like, yeah, we know you're doing that. We're watching you do it. Just fucking do it and shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not even the worst part of it though. Even if no, Jar Jar was erased from it.
No, I'm just saying, like that's one of the like things that carries on throughout the movie. That's annoying the whole time through.
So it's the forced drama of things.
Yeah.
It's like the you have to do something to cause an issue that he has to overcome, but there's no actual significant outcome to it. Like when the pod race is about to start, dude comes over and breaks, like just snaps off that one piece on his thing that literally makes no sense that it should be affecting that bad. And when it breaks off, it causes this catastrophic failure that almost, A, kills him. It also almost makes him lose the race.
Yeah.
But he can fix it. Like, it's just forced drama for a resolution so it looks like he's better than he is. But it's like...
That's probably my biggest problem with the movie is all the stuff that they just so happen to have. Because you, Mike, said that it was, you know, they Batman 66'd it.
Yeah.
You know, they just so happen to have rebreathers.
Yeah.
You know, to dive underwater. Well, why would you go into space and think to bring something like that? It doesn't.
Sense. Even Anakin had that little like magnet thing to go out and grab the part.
That makes more sense though.
But still, it's still a contrivance. It's still something. Yeah, that,
it's got a reason for it.
That was the only situation in this movie popping up. No, I don't think anybody would have been like, "Oh, that's annoying." But there's a couple other instances where like there's a lot of conveniences in it. You know,
yeah, so I mean, it's forced for it.
Okay,
That's what that means. If they make it. So it has a reason to be in there, but it doesn't need to have it.
Yeah, the ascenders, as they call it at the end there, where you know they suddenly attach the hooks into the sides of their guns and they all Batman up the side of the wall. Yeah,
grapple guns.
Yeah, it didn't seem like something
that
needed to be in
there. Plus, they didn't need that because I don't know if you saw those stairs or not.
It was literally, what, three floors up that they need to go?
Yeah, but they also just killed all the droids on those fucking stairs.
But that's what I'm saying. They literally could have just been like, stairs.
That scene could have just been them piling through the rest of the droids.
Yeah.
Like real and balls to the wall.
But then what happens when they get up those three floors? They get surrounded by droids again. Why?
Because
you didn't kill the rest of the droids on the fucking stairs.
Yeah.
So using your convenient hooks fucked you in the long run.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved you is the luck of a fucking midichlorian-filled little kid who just happens to shoot.
Want to explain those?
Midichlorians?
Yeah.
Yeah, convenient fucking way to explain the Force.
Exactly.
He uses the Force. You already told us that because of intuition. Now I can test for it somehow.
See, that's the weird thing is that.
But
I
by the way,
I don't.
Obi-Wan didn't know about how to do that when he met Luke for the first time, even though he knew who fucking Luke Skywalker was.
I don't understand why you put something like that in there, because from the original three movies, you always accepted the Force as more of a religious / like it was something real, but nobody could explain it. Type
it's a miracle
thing.
Based faith.
It's something. Yes. It's like this.
Mystic
presence thing that you could tap into,
but then it's something that becomes an idea that you just accept it. You do. So to go back into those three movies and now it's suddenly something that's built into your DNA.
Yeah,
not just that,
and
something they can screen for.
Exactly.
I completely
that's
forgot
the thing.
That yeah. Anakin was Jesus in it too.
Yeah, that's a lot of things people forget about.
Yeah. Like, cause
I forgot how fast they were because that scene where they just like flash it out of there,
flash away.
You're like, whoa, what?
But yeah, that was I thought that was weird. Like, cause old Taken asked Anakin's mom, "Who's
I really thought you were gonna say Liam Neeson next. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, this is going towards the mom. Like, okay, Taken asked, gotcha.
Yeah, but. But they're like, oh, who's his dad? And she's like, nah, nobody. But she seemed weird about it, too. So I don't know if there's like a plan to like reveal later or something like that. But they,
Jesus.
Yeah, he's
basically supposed to be the savior
Jesus.
Of the faith.
Yeah.
Even though technically Christianity came from Christ, but whatever. Besides that.
That's besides the point. But it is weird that Anakin had no dad, which is a good explanation of why
the worst character story in all three of the prequel movies.
But we don't know about it yet because we're only going off the knowledge of part one.
We'll go with what we know of episode one. His Anakin's mother. His mom's story, even in this one,
pretty shitty,
is fucking awful. She has one person she loves in all of her life, and he is taken away by the Jedi.
Yep, and she can't go with. They can't even kidnap her and just
They
go.
Literally could... She lives away from fucking dude's house. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not like they don't live in his shop. They live in the shithole fucking...
What dude?
They duplex. Fucking the...
The penis... Dick Nose Monster.
Flying Dick Nose Monster, yeah.
Yeah. Which I can't think of his name right now.
Yep, anyway.
But, like, they go back and they... And Qui-Gon goes back... which is the only reason they do it is so they can set up the attack by Darth Maul, which is, again, is complete fucking garbage because they forced the point, even though it was super dope when they were fighting in the fucking dirt. But he goes back to get Anakin, tells him he's free, but his mom's not. And I was like, yo, do you see this dude around?
No.
Do you got people? No. Pack up C-3PO in luggage. You dress her up so no one can recognize who she is, and you skedaddle out of here on your crazy fucking penis.
Hey, we also happen to have like all those people that are dressed as the servants for what's her name? So why don't we just
dress her like one of those?
The only thing I could think of,
boom, gone.
The only thing I could think of is that there's some sort of
his mom's from the rest of this point because it is pretty fucked up.
Just for that, the only thing I could think of is there's probably like some sort of either tracking or like some sort of something that's in her and would be in Anakin as well.
But still, he doesn't have the means to go over there and, like, that's more of a headache than it's worth. You know what I mean? Like, they could have just stole her.
How far do you think that tracker would go? Like, what, interstellar type tracker?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because there's probably precedent for it in the Star Wars universe.
Probably but not like not that dude. That dude's like a fucking rubble salesman.
Okay, then it could be like a little bomb that just.
Yeah.
Anyway. So now to what Mike wants to get into is the whole her whole arc, which is so
Spoiler.
Super sad and depressing and awful.
So she doesn't make it much past episode two or episode three. You don't see her pretty much at all. Anakin looks into her what's happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
He finds out that she was sold to somebody else, a moisture farmer. Hint, hint. That moisture farmer then married her. They had the kids, which gives Anakin technically a half brother and half sister, I think, is what she is too. Then he finds out that the Tusken Raiders essentially raided that, basically kidnapped her, was keeping her captive. He shows up, finds out she's basically dying because they've done bad things to her. She's all beat up and shit. He murders everybody in that encampment in time to let her die in his arms. Buries her. Boom. That's her fucking life. So she had a family. He was taken away by the Jedi. She had another family. They were taken away by Tusken Raiders. And then she gets to see Annie for the last time when he's a grown man after slaughtering a whole fucking village of Tusken Raiders. Who some of those probably aren't all guilty.
No. So the other kid she has is
Owen.
Owen, Uncle
Owen.
Uncle Owen that we know from episode four.
And then he, at the end of episode three, you meet him again.
And just to
with
take
his
the baby,
girlfriend
right?
To take baby Luke.
Baby Luke.
Because he's now married to Aunt
Why
Maru.
Do they, there's a reason for splitting them, right?
Well, yeah, so they can be found.
Yeah.
But also they wanted to keep them secret. Cause
so they wouldn't
the records
know about each other.
Yeah, they wouldn't know about each other, but also the Empire wouldn't know that they were there.
And even if they found one, they couldn't find the other based off of that.
Yeah. Because there's a record of her giving birth.
Yeah.
But once you lose the baby, once the babies go away, and they give them essentially family.
Yeah.
Even though technically...
Luke got shit on there, huh?
Well, he becomes a fucking moisture farmer. She becomes a princess.
Man.
So Leia, like always, gets ahead of the game. Who does he get? nobody except for a dying puppet and a fucking droid he can barely understand. She gets fucking Han Solo. She's a princess already. She gets Han fucking Solo. He always gets the shaft. She never lost a hand. Did she lose a hand? Nope. Nope. Never once. She gained everything in this fucking movie. Though. What?
She was a slave for a little while.
For a split second.
Yeah, but she like, a little bit. That's her damn fault for going in there with having no skills but treachery.
Yeah.
Chokes him.
Yeah, she gets her come up. I'm telling you, Leia always wins in these fucking movies. Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah, granted, her
except this new one, because she's getting blown up. Killed. Spoilers. Yes. Leia dies
in the right. new one. Alderaan gets blown up, sir. Her family, head
blown
know.
The fuck off.
By a Boom. Stormtrooper.
Yeah. They're like, what?
The one fucking and then,
like,
shot.
And then it goes back to the stormtrooper, and he looks at his gun, and he looks up, and he shakes his hand like, no.
I was shooting him.
No. And then
Han's like, I'm going to so kill you.
Han literally rips his mask off. Fucking
no, dude.
Rips his face off, gives it to Chewie. Chewie starts chewing on it. And then,
I got it better for
you. Chewie's like, hey, show him what happens when a Wookiee loses in chess.
Yeah. Snap, 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 snap.
And no, Han goes, oh, well, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to let Chewie loose on you. He reaches to a belt, pulls out a remote, hits it, and that fucking
bandolier
that's on drops off, and it's like unchained. He just goes and just fucking rips through all of them.
Wolfman's them and shit. And just
comes back, and he's literally wearing a fucking necklace made of fucking First Order Stormtrooper parts.
He looks like Dolph Lundgren at the end of Universal Soldier. He's got a necklace of fucking
ears and teeth and shit. Yeah, dude. Telling you. Just matted in fucking blood.
Yeah.
And
get him,
like,
Chewie.
All right.
And then
back
Han
on.
Has to
Chewie's
put it
like,
back on, but he's all like, fucking, he's like, struggle with him, snaps it back on, and he's all.
Next time you see him, he's playing
chess
with
C3PO.
He has
again.
Like.
And CPO scared of shit, and he wins really fast.
But then you see, like, Chewie's hanging out, like, he's just playing, you know, chess with him, but it's like, with like severed fingers and toes of stormtroopers.
With that being said, like, that's ridiculous, but really fun. It would be cool to see Chewie just go ape shit in this movie.
You just hear Han go, he beat you at chess.
Or not even like jokey. Oh,
they get captured.
More hands on.
They get captured, and then they're on their way out, and they have no blasters. There's no bowcaster, so they got to fight fisticuffs, right? And Chewie's just fucking ripping through them. Just stormtrooper arms coming off and beating other stormtroopers with those arms. And Han's over there fucking karate chopping people or space chopping people in their throat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking kicking them and all sorts of shit. And Chewie's just ripping people apart. And then he hands a fucking leg to Han. And Han's swinging a fucking leg around because it's armored. It bends at the knee and acts like a whip.
Why are you kicking yourself?
Acts like a whip. Oh, yeah.
Acts like a whip, really?
You're welcome.
God, I love
it. Just murders fucking stormtroopers. Oh, yeah. JJ's like, hey, yo, Mike, drop the bitches.
Yeah.
But really, though, Chewie needs to let loose in this one. Like Wolverine does finally in, like, X-Men 2. Where
Berserk
he's
mode.
Just like, rah, just fuck shit up.
And then he gets stopped by a wall of ice.
Yeah. Chewie needs to bite somebody's head off for sure.
Oh.
Well, or a chunk of his throat.
There you go. Yeah.
Rah, and spits it out. Or bites
just
his throat off.
Scene that
reaches
goes
his
hard
hand
R.
inside of his throat and pulls his heart out.
He's just like, Kalima, Kalima.
And then it cuts to Han. He's all,
Om Nam Shiva, Om Nam Shiva.
And then you get C-3PO, the murder droid.
Yeah, why does he have the red? We don't want to talk about that anymore. Episode one.
Mr. keeping us on track here.
Yeah, episode one. So we talked about favorite parts, worst parts. Overall, how would you rate it? What do you want to do, 1 to 10 or 1 star to 5 stars?
1 to 5.
All right. Star rating. 5 being great, 1 being full Jar Jar.
5 being your favorite Star Wars movie.
Right.
1 being the Star Wars Christmas special.
Ooh.
We should watch it. I haven't seen that.
Oy. What?
No.
Have you ever seen the Ewok cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay, imagine that live action.
I have some of the Ewoks from that cartoon.
I'm sure you
I
do.
I have the action
you
figures.
Fucking nerd.
The not so action action figures.
The ones that like barely.
They
move.
Literally were like those little.
Don't
peg-
their arms
those,
just go up?
No,
a
no, no,
bit?
No. They were literally like those little peg people that you just pegged on top.
So
of
So unlike the toy, the the tree bear toys where like their legs rotated all the way around, their arms rotated all the way around.
Yeah.
These literally did not move.
Nope. They were little, just little statues.
Yeah.
With
and
a
like
hole
their clothes
the
were just casted onto them. Like they weren't like separate. No. They were just barely painted and then like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm honestly going to have to say probably a 2.5. That's because, the performance from the kid is a lot better than what I remember. I really remember watching it
he's
for the
first
time and saying that he was probably one of the worst parts of the movie, but he's not.
No.
Jar Jar is really the idea of Jar Jar. Like, we got into this during the movie that the actor who played it was phenomenal. Because you know that he was told to do that and act that. He did the mocap for it and everything. So he was awesome.
He wore the Jar Jar hat.
He wore the Jar Jar hat. But that character was absolutely awful. And it doesn't get a 3-star from me because going back into it, the CG did not hold up whatsoever. It looks like garbage.
A lot of it does.
Yes.
The full CG
looks like garbage now.
Characters. Well, back
it looks
then,
like now.
Yeah. He's always saying holds up.
Yeah.
Like the droid
but
army
I just
want to
make sure
up
we give
still,
it the credit.
For the most part.
For the most part.
The battle droids come in.
But that's not the real colorful.
That's what it means. Like
the colorful CGI, the bright stuff was like weird.
Well,
the animated characters, like Sebulba in them,
was awful.
That's where it fucking, like, it
is
rough.
And I think some of that was, because you mentioned the droid army, a lot of that was all CGI. So that isn't bad.
The
fight in space, that was not bad. But when you had the real background interacting with the CG characters, that's when it started getting bad because you could see the eye lines just weren't there.
Yeah.
You can see the weird
outline.
Because
they made Jar Jar a little taller than he was supposed to be at some points.
Yeah.
There's super inconsistency on him, by the way.
Yeah.
Because at one point, he's the same eye level. He's like basically the same eye to eye with Quaquan, and then later on he's taller than him.
Yeah.
And it's like he could slouch a little bit, but not that fucking much. Yeah.
So I'm a solid 2.5.
I'm a 3, only because it is Star Wars, and it is dope.
Yeah, but we're judging it against other Star Wars, so it can't.
Yeah, but I mean it's the worst of all of them for sure. The reason it still gets a 3 and not a 2.5 for me is because of Darth Maul and how fucking dope he is in it.
See, that's just not enough for me.
But the thing is, though, like, I've seen this movie a lot. Like, we probably know that by now. He's still not in it nearly enough for me. Because he's not the main antagonist in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Doesn't really feel like there is a main antagonist.
It's
just a series of events.
Well, it's
you
the outside
it's the
forces.
Political
it's,
stuff.
Yeah, it's the conspiracy portion of it that makes that's the antagonist. It's not a
person.
Yeah,
but you're not. They're not like head on.
That's what I mean. It's not.
Him,
yeah, it's not.
I mean?
Yeah. So,
so
he
it's
needs
there.
To
you
be.
Know, it's there. It's a presence, and you know that's what the main thing's gonna be. But in terms of what on-screen character you're looking at, there's not really a whole lot of like bad guys. There's a couple obstacles, basically.
So I just want to ask Cody one thing, actually two things. So you rated it 3.
Yep.
That would mean, since it's the worst, that means every other Star Wars is 4 or 5.
Yeah.
It could be a 3-point something.
Okay.
Above, you said 2.5.
But it's above a 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you my order right
now
if you want.
So you've watched it so many times. Would you say that this is your Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
No, I would never forgive I would never omit this from the trilogy or from
You'd
the
never
the
admit it from the trilogy. Okay.
Yeah. It's not Crystal Skull. Crystal Skull needs to be forgotten by everybody. Like, I want a Men in Black zapper thing. Everybody on the planet, excluding the only two people that get to escape this, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. It's their fucking faults. They have to remember it for the rest of their lives. The rest of us, we get to forget it. That's my gift to everybody. You're welcome.
Mike.
Plus, I want to see a movie where Hitler fights Indiana Jones still.
Yeah.
Would that be dope?
2 stars.
2 stars?
2? Wow, that sunk fucking hard from earlier what I thought you were going to say.
Two stars.
2.5. Well, you said 2.5 earlier.
I was thinking 2.5, but
Jar Jar
more...
fucking kills it for you, doesn't he?
Jar Jar's bad. But that's, like I said, even taking Jar Jar out, it would only hit to like a 3 tops.
And Jar Jar doesn't kill, like, the character of Jar Jar is what is bad. But, like, his presence in the movie, like you said earlier, not to interrupt your, but you said earlier, is like, if that character was just like, no, you didn't like him, you didn't hate him, he was just there. Granted, it would change the feel of the movie, but if
you wouldn't have this lightning rod of hate if it was just a neutral character.
But if he was just like a background character that happened to do something, because what he, like, until the end of the movie when he bumbles into destroying
Mr. Magoo's it and saves the day.
Up till that point, his baubles don't affect anybody other than the fact he almost loses a hand. And they probably would have had to clean one of the pods because he would have been Jar Jar blood everywhere.
Well, he almost gets him in trouble for stealing as well, which was another thing that just.
But it was just dropped off. Strictly comedic, like for little kids. Like it was literally meant to make little kids, and it did.
Yeah,
little kids fucking love Jar Jar Binks because when that shit came out. Because it was stupid.
Because he was a cartoon character,
and he was always getting in trouble, and like the other characters had to help him.
And it was Jar Jar.
So like little kids. Liked him, but he wasn't even good enough for those little kids that liked him when the movie first came out to have a sentimental spot for him when they grew up, because they just grew up and realized he was worthless. Yeah. Like there was no point to it. Because like there's dumb characters in movies and like even like dumb movies that a lot of people will like as a kid, like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Fucking Power Rangers sucks. I loved Power Rangers when I was a little kid. So I can still tolerate like watching a few episodes of Power Rangers with my nephew because it's his show now. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay. Like I can go through and watch some episodes with him. I'm okay with it. Like there's nobody that I've ever seen admit that they like Jar Jar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've heard people say, oh, he made me laugh when I was a little kid. But like nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Nobody. So, but even, like I said, even with that, if Jar Jar was a neutral character, that would only really bump this up to like a 2.5 or a 3 to me. So I put it a bad rating of 2. 2 stars.
I'm fair with that, yeah.
Still too low.
You think that's still too low?
2.5 would be the lowest.
Why?
Nah, 2, man.
No.
Because there's what's the only really dope thing about it is a badly chopped up short action sequence, albeit amazing and really fun, but there's enough things wrong with the best part of the movie to make me realize like it was bad. Movie's bad.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You're wrong, but that's cool. Whatever. It's Star Wars.
Yeah. Fair enough. I want to continue.
There's a butt there.
There is. No, because we're starting to run a little long, and I know,
fuck them.
I know
we're not running
exactly
long.
What I'm going to say is going to piss Cody off.
Uh-oh.
Let's give him 30 seconds to respond, and then we turn it off.
Okay.
Can you agree to this? Nope. This will be funny. Come on. It'll be good for the podcast.
Nope.
Podcast.
Nope.
Don't be a dick about this. You have 30 seconds to respond, and then I'm just going
to... I can agree to anything. I don't have to actually do it.
All right, go.
Why do all the more famous or liked villains in this movie, with the exception of Darth Vader, because he's more in it than anything... So I'm mostly poking at Darth Maul and Boba Fett. They're perceived as these badass, really awesome characters... But they're absolute shit and don't last very long in the shows, in the movies. Why do people love them so much? They really apply some, because Boba Fett is a big thing. One of your favorite characters is Boba Fett. Yeah. But to me, he doesn't do jack shit in any of the movies.
It's the persona.
Darth Maul, the exact same thing. People absolutely love this character. He was literally in this one episode. They only show him fight twice.
It is so fucking loud, Mike.
And he gets fucked up.
Yeah.
Cut in half.
Yep.
How does he become, how do these characters become such their larger than life characters to people?
So, to answer it the easiest way, I'm going to go over 30 seconds. the easiest answer is they look visually amazing.
They do.
I mean... Look, like, that looks fucking dope. As a Lego, that looks fucking dope. I'm pointing at the slave one, by the way. Visually, they look awesome. And also the Black Series Star Wars toy. Action figure. They visually look awesome. Like, Darth Maul looks fucking dope. Red and black tattoos, horns, double blade lightsaber for the first time fucking ever. The problem with what you're not what you're saying, but the problem comes around the fact that they did kill Darth Maul. They technically did kill Boba Fett.
Yeah,
they later edited in so he got out. But like, shouldn't have, because like he's trapped in a fucking giant desert pit worm. You know what I mean? Like, that thing's pretty sure it's not just a straight shot up and down. Like, yeah, he bounced off gross turning fucking
teeth and tendrils and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, got him. Yeah, yeah, basically like a planet tremor got him, which I really want to watch. Five is on Netflix now. I didn't realize I haven't watched it yet. But the thing is, villains have always been the cooler part of Star Wars. Granted, Han Solo's dope, right? But
I'm not even talking about, I mean, I'm mostly just talking about these characters that have such small roles that really don't do jack shit in the movies. They don't really have much of an impact on the plot.
It's the reason why. So, it's poor writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make these awesome characters. I'll get you in a minute.
Okay.
The problem is you have writing that has nowhere to go with them, because they don't. Lucas never thought of more than just those series of movies. So Boba Fett filled a role. He gave this awesome. He has a really good way of making characters, but then having them to go nowhere, like Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt was a pretty big fucking like presence in that universe. You saw him literally, technically, in one movie.
Yeah.
But his presence it follows Han Solo like a shadow, because he has a debt on him.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So Jabba could easily be like just like one of those. He has this cult following that people love about him, but he really does nothing. He gets choked out by a hottie in a fucking metal bikini.
Yeah.
He eats toads. Doesn't really do anything. He fails to kill Luke, he fails to kill Han, he fails to kill everybody, and gets choked by a fucking chain, mm-hmm, by his own, literally his own doing. Boba Fett just happens to be, because he never catches Han. Like,
no, he doesn't.
He doesn't track Han down. Han. Vader gives him to Boba Fett.
And look out of the way that he went out.
Yeah, like
Boba Fett? Where?
Blind Han Solo hit him, so he fell off.
Yeah.
And then, that's it. There's no the reason that they're so popular is because the aesthetics make them look cool, but people want more from them. So when Lucas gives them an out, like, hey, he jetpacks out of the Sarlacc pit, or he comes back with spider metal legs, it just gives. Not he didn't do them, but
was Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, yeah. Lucas didn't do that portion of it. Someone else did, but they gave you an out. So they gave you. Someone wanted those characters because they were a fan of them, just like you and I are a fan of them, to see more of them. Well, I'm saying a fan of something.
I'm not a fan of those characters.
I get it. But you want to see more of them, so you want to believe that, yes, Boba Fett did jetpack out of the Sarlacc pit, and Darth Maul somehow survived being cut in half, where technically, unless he doesn't have the same internal organs as you and I, technically should be dead, because yes, it cauterized the wound, but you cannot cauterize enough wound to keep your guts from spilling out the open wound that is now your lower half of your body.
Yes.
So you give them an out because he does come back with metal spider legs, or he does somehow eject out with a defecting broken jetpack out of the Sarlacc pit, because you want them to be, because they visually look cool. But if you go back and look at it, Darth Maul was whooping the shit out of them until he got cocky. He separated Qui-Gon from Obi-Wan, which gave him a chance to overpower him, but against those two, they were winning. They had him on the run until those doors got in the way, which, again, worst plot fucking hole ever, is why those fucking doors work the way they do,
why they were even there,
why they're there, why they the are what they are,
and, to be off.
And somehow they light up in two fucking beams come into one but don't go any farther than what they are. But anyways,
but that is also with the lightsabers, you can have that type of discussion and blah blah blah.
Yeah, but I'm saying is like, but they don't butt up against each other. They make a solid beam eventually.
Right.
But anyways, to answer your question is, they are so popular because you want more from them, because they look awesome on screen, but you want to see more of them. And that's why Django was such a popular thing. And then you find out, like, oh, Django is the reason they're stormtroopers. Cool. He had a cloned son. He became Boba Fett. You're like, oh, I want more. And that's why everybody, like, it's just you want so much more of them because they look so cool, they act so cool, but you get so little from them that you want more. So you want them to be more. And that's why they get escapes from the Sarlacc pit, or they get metal spider legs, because they realize that people want to see more of them because they looked so cool on camera. Because you said it yourself, when we're talking about it, Darth Maul is barely anything until the end of the movie, because he doesn't even actually show up in the movie till halfway through, when Sidious goes, well, I need someone to track these down because now they're alive and I know they are. So I'm going to get my little dog off his leash and go ahead, go get him. And that's it. Because they are just someone's lapdog, but they look fucking cool. And they act so fucking cool until they get knocked in the Sarlacc pit. And I'm pretty sure P stained those faded green pants. Pretty fucking positive. I know I would have pissed myself if I was flying into that fucking thing.
And that's incredibly stupid to me.
I
understand it. I get what you're saying. It's just incredibly stupid to me.
It's because visually, Star Wars has always been this way. Visually, the bad guys look so much cooler than the good guys that people want more from them. I mean, you don't have it. You have an Indiana Jones in it. You have a Han Solo.
Mm.
But really, if you look at it, Han doesn't do a lot.
No, he doesn't.
But he's fucking Han Solo. He's the coolest guy in the fucking galaxy.
He does a lot more than any of those villains do.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying is he doesn't...
More. He has a bigger impact.
But does he do Indiana Jones, though?
To a certain extent, yes.
Indiana Jones does more.
To a certain extent, I said. Because obviously Indiana Jones is the main character of that film. When you get into the original trilogy, it's Luke Skywalker who's the main guy of every single film. But Han has more to do with it than any of the rest of them, because he's the only reason why they get from Tatooine to Alderaan. He's, you know, how they get on there, how they escape. He is how Luke destroys the Death Star in the first. So he has much more bigger impact on the story than Boba Fett ever did on anything before, or Darth Maul on anything.
Well, you can say the same about Count Dooku,
too. Oh, yeah, you can. Because
Dooku is at the end of Clone Wars. Well, he's throughout Clone Wars and at the beginning of Revenge of the Sith, but he's the same way. As you make this depth awesome villain, and then he gets killed by one of your heroes that it's going to... Well, I mean, technically hero, but really villain and hero at the end. Anyways, they stretch that role out because you know they're going to be in it. But the way Lucas writes all of this is... they have those villains that are going to end. Because unlike the original trilogy, you didn't have that villain that you had in each movie. It was one big story that took place in three different parts. And your main villains were Palpatine, Emperor, and Vader.
Darth Vader, yeah.
But in the prequel trilogy, you got to remember, they were developing small stories to tell instead of one big story. Yes, there was one big story, but that big story is literally just getting you to the original. So they had these little capsule stories where they needed somebody to have that villain role for you because they wanted to. But like Boba Fett, he's less like Darth Maul because he's not technically a bad guy.
He's a bounty hunter, but he works for the bad guys.
So he works for the bad guys. He's just there because he's collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I didn't track down Han Solo. I didn't do any of the fucking legwork.
No.
I picked up the phone when it said, hey, D. Vader's calling you.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, what's up, Vader? And he's like, yo, I have Han Solo. I know he's got a bounty. I don't need the money because apparently I'm space rich.
Mm-hmm.
I know your ship needs some upgrades. Come get them. I'm going to give them to you literally on a plate. Like... Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah, so like to answer your question again, the only reason they're as popular as they are is because they have an aesthetic that people like to look at and they want more out of them. That's why when they killed Darth Maul at the end of episode one, I was like, we don't know anything about this guy. Like, we don't know where he came from. We don't know why he is the way he is. Who the fuck trained this guy? Because he took on two Jedi. Mm-hmm. One Jedi Knight and one apprentice, but still two fucking Jedi. He almost won. Damn, you know what I mean? Like, he should have been able to get away. Yeah, maybe he should have lost an arm and got a cool robotic arm. Maybe he should have lost a leg. End up losing legs. But he they should have been able to keep him longer. But as I said earlier, I think before we started recording, modern movies, you don't get that long stay villain. In every trilogy, you have an end to that villain.
Yeah.
And everything. No matter what it is, you...
A lot of trilogies aren't ever written to be trilogies.
Yeah, they're popular, and then they have to stretch it out somehow.
Yeah.
Where Lucas planned all of this to be more than just one.
Mm.
He planned those three. Like, technically planned...
All of them.
Six. That's why it's later, but then whatever. But he planned those three movies together, and so he strung those out like a drama unfolding. So all... Like, the... Here's your start, here's your end, this is the stuff that happens in the middle, here's all your antagonists. Like, Yoda, for example, is the good side of what you would say Boba Fett is.
Yes.
He doesn't really have a very big role.
No, he didn't do shit.
But he has a big emphasis on it. He trains Luke. Boba Fett is just a threat. Like, he's not even a fucking credible threat, to tell you the truth, because he gets taken out by a blind Han Solo, or mostly blind Han Solo, by accident.
Yeah.
It's not like he's fighting a shape. He turns, accidentally hits his fucking jetpack, and he flies in the Sarlacc pit.
And he goes off in one of the most dumbest ways possible.
It's like slipping on a banana peel and breaking your neck.
Yeah.
It's almost like if Palpatine was fighting Luke at the end, and then he rolled his ankle and then hit his neck on the fucking railing and died. That's literally what would be the same thing as what happened to Boba Fett.
Sounds like something that should have happened on a Family Guy.
I think it probably might have. I might have stolen that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, though, is the people want more, so they grasp something. Like, you don't hear fan fiction of Luke Skywalker.
You do.
But you have the expanded universe where it happens.
Yes.
So when those fans become actual authors and they write shit, you have those further adventures. But the thing was, everyone already assumed Boba Fett was dead. So it wasn't until the redone ones, when they actually, you get to see the CG'd version of him shoot out of the Sarlacc pit, that anyone ever thought of making more with Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't anything. But, I mean, if they never did that, Boba Fett would still be dead in the universe, and no one would care.
Right.
I mean, they would still be.
But there would still be a huge fan base, there'd still be all this shit
because aesthetically, he looks fucking dope. Because when you're little, you see things and you're like, oh, that's fucking rad. But really, when you go back and look at it, like you're saying, he didn't do shit.
Oh, I thought that when I was younger. That's what I didn't understand. Because, you know, you mentioned the expanded universe and everything. Well, you know, obviously I saw this not when it originally came out, but when I was extremely young. And I knew people that, you know, absolutely loved Boba Fett. And I just couldn't understand it because he literally didn't do anything in the movies. Like you said, he didn't capture Han Solo. He didn't do anything. So I couldn't understand personally. Yeah, he looks cool, but I couldn't understand why people liked him so much. And if it is really just that, you know, oh, that guy looks cool.
It is.
At the beginning, that's kind of shit for me. I think that's the dumbest thing possible. It's not until you add the other stuff. Because I know... I know they have the expanded universe stuff now. They had did they ever release the game for him?
No, it got canceled.
It got canceled, but that looked cool.
Star Wars 13.
And it could, that's what it was. Star Wars 13. And it would have added a lot more to the character.
And that's exactly why they're making it, because they know Boba Fett is liked because of his visuals and things like that. And people are clamoring for more, but if yes, he dies or slowly died after the Sarlacc pit, cause maybe he got fucking mortally wounded. He was in it and crash lands in the desert and fucking dies, and someone finds his armor with a skeleton in it later. Cool. That's his ultimate death. People want more, so they imagine, yes, he got out of the Sarlacc pit, went on to be fucking, you know, I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to become a, and he comes back as a fucking rebel fucking general or something, right? Cool, whatever. That's your way. People wanted more, so one of the things he could have done was make an origin video game, Star Wars 13-13. That's exactly why they're making it, because people like Darth Maul, or liked Boba Fett so much, they wanted more. So, yeah, maybe he did die at the Sarlacc pit. Let's go back and see what happened. How did he get to where he was? We saw him in episode two.
Yeah.
Right? That's the last time you see him until episode five.
Yeah.
And you see him at the end of it, and you see the beginning of episode six, and then nothing more. Hmm. So people, it's the mysterious portions that they want because they look cool and you're like, dude, this dude is super dope. Like, where did Palpatine find Darth Maul? Then you get the answer and you're super fucking disappointed because Clone Wars ruined any idea of being an awesome fucking planet full of just destructive fucking horned tattooed warriors. Peaceful warriors that get taken by these witches and turned in using force into bad guys. Ugh, Clone Wars cartoons make me so fucking mad. Garbage. Anyways, to answer your question...
Again, for the third
mysteriously,
time. Mysteriously.
It's the mystery of those characters that look cool on screen that make you want more. And the reason you like Han Solo is because you see more of his journey. And he's super rad. He's the guy you want to be, but you never can be, but yeah. You're hoping to be hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker, you're never going to be as cool as Luke Skywalker.
Wouldn't want to be Luke Skywalker.
His fucking life sucks.
His life sucks.
Definitely sucks. He marries a clone of his worst enemy. Spoilers. No one ever really claimed her to be Leia, mainly because we don't ever know what the fuck happens to Leia, really. Yeah. I mean, you do, but like she becomes a housewife.
Plus, it'd be really weird if like one of us as guys would be like, oh, I so wish I was Leia.
Looks great in the metal bikini. but like, you don't get those. Like, you know enough about Vader, especially after, obviously, the prequel trilogy. You really know more about Vader.
Yeah.
But like, the one thing that you don't even get in the Clone Wars is what fucking happened to Vader between waking up, fucking crushing everything, finding out Padme's dead, to episode fucking 4. Like, there's a bunch of years, roughly 18 of them. That dude went on a skyrocket to become the most terrifying being in all the galaxy. Everybody's scared of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Why has that never been told to us?
Yeah.
Technically it has, but what I'm saying is in movies. That's another thing. But because you get so much of Vader, the mystique is gone. That's what it comes down to.
I suppose I'm just not... I'm sure there have been movies in the past where I have looked at a one-off character and been like, okay, cool, that character was cool. It would be interesting to know more about him, but for the most part, I'm the type of person that how much they're affecting the story to begin with, I don't really care about them. Period. But
you also like wee bit of hero worship type stuff too. Like you want those heroes. You wear the Superman shirts. You're not wearing a fucking, you know, Walter shirt.
No.
Not a good guy, by the way.
Yeah.
He's kind of an asshole the entire time.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm talking about doesn't matter.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your answer.
Okay.
In 30 seconds.
Or more. More like 30
slightly
minutes.
Less than 30 minutes.
You said seconds, didn't you? My bad. I messed that up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
This podcast sucks now.
Go fuck yourself. We had a great conversation.
We did.
What were you going to say, by the way?
Nothing.
Didn't he say?
No, I didn't let him talk. Oh,
okay.
He pointed at you when I said something.
Oh, no, because I think he was agreeing with you. I think that's probably
what he was going to say something. He had that question, then eventually.
You hit on something, and he was like, point. Anyway.
All right, yeah. So that's it for this week, kids. Comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you just came naturally.